Imagine this. You are in an airplane, but unfortunately, the plane's engine caught fire, and in all probability, it will crash. How do you think you will react? What would you have done? Some may call their loved ones and families. That is, kung may signal. Some may pull out their rosaries and pray. That is, kung may rosary. Some may resort to panic and wailing. It depends on how one person is prepared for his end. In the Gospel today, again, Jesus implies that our lives here on earth are numbered. All of us know we are going to face death, but do any of us know when? Ang tanong, are we ready? I read an anecdote about St. Ignatius of Loyola. Whether it's true or not, I'll just share it here. While in the seminary, St. Ignatius of Loyola was playing basketball with his friends when someone suddenly ran to them and shouted that something terrible is happening and everyone is going to die in the next few minutes. All of the brothers were really upset. Na-upset din ako. And they all dropped down on their knees and started to pray for their salvation. All except one. You guess it right. What did St. Ignatius do? He continued to play basketball. Don't we all wish that at the thought of death, we could react as cool as St. Ignatius of Loyola? We could assume that the thought of death did not distract him nor cause him to fear because he was aware of its reality. That's one. But more importantly, as a follower of Christ, he must be living his life according to God's will, always doing what pleases Jesus. Thus, he was always prepared when his time will come. Do you want to be saved? Diba yan ang tanong palagi sa atin? And automatically, we answer, of course naman, who wants to end in hell? Jesus warns us with these words in the Gospel today. Strive to enter through the narrow gate, for many, I tell you, will attempt to enter, but will not be strong enough. After the master of the house has arisen and locked the door, then will you stand outside knocking and saying, Lord, open the door for us. He will say to you in reply, I do not know where you are from. And you will say, we ate and drank in your company, and you taught in our streets. Then he will say to you, I do not know where you are from. Depart from me, all you evildoers. Is a mere acceptance of Jesus as Lord and Savior enough to be saved? Even if God gave us free will, we need to constantly, deliberately choose to be in the light of God. In our world today, there's too much temptation, lures of earthly attraction, and other people make it hard for us to be loving and forgiving. We just don't stop at believing there is a God. Jesus used the word strive to enter the narrow gate. Make every effort. Do one's best. Labor. Try hard. Yan ang mga synonyms ng strive. This means we should know His teachings, imitate His values, His very character, and even try to become like Him, if that's even possible. Holiness and salvation require a constant battle against ourselves, a daily struggle for conversion, a 24/7 effort to always restart. And this requires self-sacrifice, even throwing away that paano naman ako Lord mentality. Hey, aren't these the same virtues which Jesus showed us in order to save us? Jesus says, it's not enough to say, Lord, Lord. Lord, Lord, I'm born again. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. I have served you here. I've served you there. Along the way, we succumb to temptation and choose those things which separate us from God and others. Salvation can be lost. So, Let us pray that we continue to persevere, remain steadfast in our commitment to God, opt not to take the easy way out. In closing, I invite you to reflect on some common life experiences which we could clearly choose to pass through the narrow gate. When other people become more successful than us, do we rejoice for them or give in to jealousy? When confronted with situations that make us angry, do we stay calm and understanding? When we run into situations to tell the truth, have we given way to lying and not being honest? When we encounter situations to speak out for justice and what is right, have we stepped out and defended the oppressed? When faced with people in need of our listening ear or compassion, have we given them our time, our kindness, our love? And many other similar circumstances where I'm sure you have faced similar situations in your own lives. Let us all pray and desire to strive through the narrow gate. For us, let's be hopeful to be counted amongst the nameless saints in heaven. I may not be playing basketball like St. Ignatius of Loyola when you call, Lord God, but I pray the Holy Spirit to make me stronger and keep at it. I know it can happen. Someday it will happen. In Jesus' name, Amen.